What's up? It's Jackson Whalen. You're listening to Dubspot Radio.
Yo, Jackson, what's up? Thanks for coming out to Dubspot Radio.
Thanks for having me today.
So, for those that don't know you, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
My name's Jackson Whalen, and I'm currently based in Brooklyn, New York. I'm from Western Massachusetts, Berkshire County, and I've been making music since I was about 12, 24 years old. I rap and make beats, and I like to collaborate with people and just kind of create extraordinary moments for people through music in whatever ways I can, through releasing music and performing.
All right. And you've been doing a lot of performing lately, yeah?
Yeah. The last year has been pretty awesome for me. A lot bigger for my solo project than previous years where I've been focused with my band, Technicolor Lenses.
How long have you been with Technicolor Lenses?
I founded the band actually right around the corner from here at the new school when I was going into the new school in 2012.
Okay.
With my bandmate who can be found under the name Essex. He's my friend Sam, and it's been about 6 years.
You started early. You started making music early. Were your parents into music? Like, how did that happen?
My parents got me into music, not by showing me music, but by kind of like, I don't know, showing me that. Well, I don't know if they directly got me into music, but I was like a really angry kid when I was younger.
Okay.
And I used to get really rebellious towards my parents and like listen to a lot of hip hop. And that's kind of what got me started.
Mm-hmm.
Rapping was being an aggressive young kid who didn't really have any outlet. I mean, I was going through a lot when I was like 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were splitting up. I was like switching schools a lot, and I was also hanging with kids who were a lot older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And my older brother left a bunch of CDs behind when he moved out of the crib. My older brother's in his 30s now.
Mm-hmm.
I remember listening to De La Soul, the album Artificial Intelligence. Nice. That was my first record.
Nice.
And then, yeah, like, I don't know, I didn't really have anything to kind of like translate my anger and my frustration at the world into, especially like around 9/11, I was like, wow, the world doesn't make any sense.
It's totally screwed
up. It's totally weird and screwed up. And I watched like Zeitgeist and all these movies. And then I started rapping and I recorded my first rhyme on a tape recorder at my dad's house that he bought. He bought like this really shitty house to like fix up and make money on, which ended up happening. But I rapped on this like keyboard that was playing like 80s drum beats, and like my little brother was rapping with me. It was really pretty rudimentary, but it was the beginning of.
Do you still have this tape?
Yeah, I think my dad has it somewhere. I think he saved it.
Nice.
I hope he did. Not that I'm gonna listen to it in the next couple weeks.
All right, so you just started making tapes, huh?
Yeah.
And then when did you start making beats?
I got Reason when I was like 12, and that was because I had a couple mentors in my area who were rappers and producers, and that was what one of these guys who was teaching me, much older than me, was using. He was using Reason, and it seemed really fun to me, and it was for quite some time, until I found Ableton.
Okay, yeah. So talk about your setup now. What are you using, Ableton?
Yeah, so I use Ableton, and I am fortunate to have a kind of big community of friends who've been exchanging sound banks for a really long time. So I love collecting sounds from my friends and sharing my sounds with new people. And I use some VSTs. Coming from the hip-hop perspective, I like sampling a lot, and I've come to this place where I like sampling field recordings a lot, because I went to India for a while, and I got, like, a lot of field recordings in that time, and I've been using them ever since, and sort of trying to get sounds that are real, like, that's what I like to do. It's my main thing.
And how would you describe your sounds?
I would call it like electronic hip hop with a like transformational energy to it, kind of.
Okay, okay.
I don't want to call it sensitive new age music because it's not, and that's not what I'm about. But I like making people dance, and I think that it's like, you know, dancey swung hip hop with conscious lyricism.
Okay. You've got some releases coming out soon, yes?
Yeah.
What's on the plate?
I'm releasing a mostly instrumental project called Pivotal Frequencies on August 17th. And it's 6 songs, and it's just beats that I've made, and I've totally held back from rapping on them because I just want to... One, I just want to put out instrumentals and let the music speak for itself, but also I would like to be able to perform as a DJ or as a rapper or both. Mm-hmm. And I think that having the balance of having more of a beats album can put me into a new world, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Now's a good time.
And then I'd like a lot of rappers to rap over these beats too.
When you were making these beats, were you specifically like, I'm making these beats so... Did you make them in a different way because you knew you weren't going to rap on them?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that an intention from the start?
Uh-huh. Because in the past, I've made beats and I couldn't help but picturing myself rapping on them the whole time, so I wouldn't get as creative with the sounds. I would just keep them in like one constant like cycle repeating so that I could rap on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also just the music I've always listened to is the same, but with an MC making it exciting. So
like,
when
cool,
I kind
I
of
16 bars,
yeah,
8 bars here, I'm done.
And like I'm still in that like 16 bar kind of pattern thing. It's just a habit that I have, but giving myself the rule to not rap on it really helped me to focus more on the sound design aspect of it, and kind of switching up sounds when your ear feels like they need to change, or when the listener might feel like they need to change. So that was kind of my focus with this, and also just helping to make it like more dancey and trap and like different bass, like future bass kind of influence as well.
Cool. Where can we find this release when it comes out?
This release will be available on SoundCloud to listen to, and then I'll have it on Bandcamp. I'll also distribute it on iTunes and Spotify, and I would like to have a video soon, but I'm not gonna say much more about it than I'd like to. It's kind of just a plan that I'm creating right now.
Be on the lookout, y'all.
Yeah.
So you got a couple of busy weeks too.
Yes.
So tell us what's going on so that people can come find you.
So August 14th, I'm gonna be playing at Max Cellar with Subset is headlining at Max Cellar with an awesome group of people who are throwing the show together called Earth Tone. My friend G Major is an MC, and we're gonna be sharing the stage, rapping over a bunch of drum and bass kind of music,
and
then I'm gonna do a short DJ set. And then August 18th, I'm at the Bowery Electric playing with my good friend H. And that's August 18th, the day after my release, so I'm gonna kind of focus on playing all the music from my new project then.
Cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much the two main shows that I have coming up. Yeah.
So, I don't know, I was just thinking, like, you rap, and you make beats, and you make beats for rapping and beats for instrumental, like, and you DJ, like, do you ever feel like, do they all kind of just go together for you, or are they different mindsets that you have to get yourself into? Like, how do you manage all those different roles?
There's definitely different mindsets. I think that for me, it's like when I'm making beats, now I'm kind of focusing on it more just in terms of the production, and not thinking about rapping as much, which is good because then I'm just focusing on the sound. Mm-hmm. And now when I rap, it's usually over other people's mm-hmm. beats. Like I just did a track with a producer named Coetree, mm-hmm. and I just rapped over a really cool band's album that you'll probably find out about soon. And I did a song with Mr. Liff, which my friend Ian Stewart produced, and it's like, when I'm rapping on somebody else's beat, it's like, all there is the appreciation for the music without the attachment that I made it.
Yeah.
And I like being in that mindset because I feel like my voice sounds better and I'm just a better rapper for some reason.
There's like a certain freedom to
There's just a certain freedom to rapping over somebody else's production. Mm-hmm. And also, if it's somebody else's beat, I feel, in a good way, I feel pressured to make it good for that person and sort of... Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, with DJing, it's kind of like the celebration of it all. It's just like the party that happens at the end of all the work of like being in my room alone making music.
You're like, woo, look, listen to all this cool stuff that I have. Yeah. Let's party. All right. So, what do you got on deck for us today? What are we gonna hear?
Today, I am playing most of my unreleased project, which comes out on August 17th.
Pivotal Frequencies. You hear that, DubSpot? You get it a week before it comes out.
Yeah, it starts with one of the unreleased songs.
Exclusives.
I'm also bigging up a lot of homies in this mix.
Yeah, who we got?
Wonky Llama, my buddy B Rhythms, he's the drummer in my band. Mm-hmm. My friend Yeti, who's opening for Bass Nectar on October 31st with my bandmate Essex. Mm-hmm. And then Tina Christina is featured on a song. My homie Space Jesus produced one of the tracks. Jade Cicada, Lean Automatic, mm-hmm. Jonathan Stein, Troy Mobius, and Black Space Odyssey, and a few more, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm really trying to, you know, big up all my homies who inspire me every day while interweaving my unreleased music.
Yeah, I like that. I like it.
Cool.
And where can people find you?
SoundCloud, Jackson Whalen, mm-hmm. My band Technicolor Lenses. We have our website, technicolorlenses.com, and you can probably Google search me and something will happen.
Yeah. You're on
there. Or you can come to DubSpot where I...
Or you could call DubSpot.
You can call DubSpot. If you ever be here.
If you ever want to talk to Jackson, just call on the phone.
DubSpot, this is Jackson.
And you can ask him more questions. Or you could sign up for a class.
Okay.
Just kidding, but not really. Cool. Any last words, shout-outs?
Nope. Yeah, I'm just excited to be able to share this new music, and however anyone feels about it is fine. I'm really happy with my new music, and I'm on my PR campaign to put it out right now, so
yep.
I'm excited that DubSpot is a part of that.
I heard it the other day, and it was dope, so... Enjoy, you guys. Peace.
Peace.
Jackson Whalen.
You are now listening to DubSpot Radio. DubSpot Radio.
have war, though we have plenty, there is hunger. Though we are children of one father, we have seen hatred, malice, envy, and strife. Thus we plead for your spiritual healing of the land.
Star Wars and Star Wars, citizens on all fours. We gotta settle the score like ball courts, and I'm all for it. Never fall short, magic like Hogwarts. Whether or not you ever fall for it, I still forge this rhyme into orbit. Just can't forfeit, only the privilege stay dormant. My dream is too important to ignore it, so explore it and endure it, adore it until you own it. When you own it, share it, don't hoard it. Like I share this rhyme after I record it, yeah. Dousing this beat with lyrical ornaments. Hip-hop is universal, we're all African. Honoring and practicing my ancestors' reflection, man. Fucking Anglo-Saxon, I'm looking for the back, but there's no looking back when I'm seeing the fracking, attacking the land and anonymous hacking the government, tracking every single action, no relaxing when they're taxing every fraction. Still I put my Jackson, where'd the love go, what happened? Like John Lennon, imagine, dedicated to rapping. It's like living a liar, lying the manure, or turn on the TV and laugh it off with John Stewart. Institution thinking we're stupid, cause I know what's true isn't scientifically proven. Maneuvering and keep it moving. Fake Christmas pageants, bad business habits, disguised as Easter rabbits, consuming the fastest, bound to be a fascist. Like obese police on the streets with badges, masses gather, tip the evil off its axis.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. Something's gonna get ya, what you think you're safe, son? Corporation bonding the politician to take from. So much division, are we even a nation? Secrets being kept only leads to suspicion. Shadow of our hopes got our dreams in submission.
Now listening to DubSpot Radio.
Where they at, though? Fire!
Before my patience wears thin.
I've been patient, where's my virtue? I've been patient, where's my virtue? I've been patient, where's my virtue? I've been patient, where's my virtue?
Virtue versus patience, verses versus instrumentals, versus writing pages, getting hyped in rocking stages. My doubts try to keep me down like lead blocks, but I rise up, make heads nod, wavy like dreadlocks. Stand out, waiting for a handout. Little did I realize I should have had it planned out. But I keep on, whether or not there's a payoff. Staying thirsty and never take one day off. Don't let the negative thoughts hurt you. Don't even let your friends deter you from what you want to pursue. Just do you. Trying to be a hero, coming up from ground zero. Organizing all my goals and obligations. Watching copycats, copy and pasting. No more shortcuts, like paying for likes on Facebook pages. How come we were taught it's all about the outcome? How dumb, what we gonna enjoy after it's all done?
I've been patient, where's my virtue? I've been patient, where's my virtue? I've been patient, where's my virtue? Yes, I've been patient, where's my virtue?
Automatico in orbit. Data from excursions put to rhyme so you absorb it. Astronautical reconnaissance, I know it's worth it. Come back as a veteran with PTS contortions. Check my endorsements. Slap a label on the wings of what I call dimension. Shatter through your ozone just to melt down your pretension. The shit I'm on is kinda like when NASA makes connection with the black space intrepid. Who you follow, do you swallow from the bottle, Becky? Hit the throttle till tomorrow, cosmos like to bet me. Fine, sip wine while I gladly take the offer. Battle of Andromeda, where I'm known as the author. Once the letter head is printed, Mars harvests water. Earth is looking something like the broadside of a quarter. Link condone it, influential moments. Mission state inflatement from the future pirate Roman.
I've been patient, where's my virtue? 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 We'll be right back.
touch with my feeling. Warm it up, words for some healing. Waking up, I was dreaming. Summer sun beaming. On the street, people screaming. New York City in the evening. Always think about leaving. Too many people, no reason. Smoking, breathing, treason. Ultimate peace releasing across every region. Now I'm just teasing. Why isn't the violence ceasing? Listen to the teaching. Earth itself is breathing. Seeking meaning and reconvening. Heart feeling warm when I'm reaching. Flying like a dove for love. Reality a push and shove. We barely see a picture of human haze and human craze. A city maze of busy days and twisted ways. It barely pays. Computer screen just stole my gaze. Trying to find a sacred space. Searching for a goddess face. All about time and place. Barely can I keep my pace. Feeling warm and cool it down. Notes from the underground. Wobbling to a special sound. On city streets of smiles and frowns.
Dubspot Radio.
dreams that I never stop chasing. What's next? Nothing basic, just liquor ripped off the sugar plantation. Spread it out and meet me in the hangar. Shake up on the rocks, last captain and commander. Back up in the cockpit, pulling up the anchor. Every time I drop shit, certified banger like Black Space Odyssey. What's it mean to you, my nigga? I'll tell you what it mean to me. Pick out stars till I own the sky. Count my blessings and I take flight. So I'm Zulu with Buku Bucks. If you look up at me, man, and just look up. Black Space Odyssey. What's it mean to you, my nigga? I'll tell you what it mean to me. Pick out stars till I own the sky. Count my blessings and I take flight. Till I'm Zulu with Buku Bucks. If you look up at me, man, and just look up. Wide-eyed in the cockpit. A lot of tie-dye in my outfit. A lot of y'all talk but never say shit. It's kinda hard to tell from my spaceship. We came a long way from the slave ship. Put a lot of gold on the trade list. Shackle on the ankle to a bangle on the wrist. Good thing a nigga never say quit like Black Space Odyssey. What's it mean to you, my nigga? I'll tell you what it mean to me. Pick out stars till I own the sky. Count my blessings and I take flight. Till I'm Zulu with Buku Bucks. If you're looking for me, man, and just look up. If you're looking for me, I suggest you